I want to continue with this message. Who have you been listening to? This is the third week that I've been on this, and it may well be the last time that I will refer to this for now. By way of introduction this morning, rather than just go back over what I've done, and I'll just make sure my mic is on because it will help the recording. So forgive me if I have to say that again. I want to return to the message that I've been sharing with you over the past 3 weeks. This is part three. And the message is entitled, Who Have You Been Listening To? And by way of a foundation scripture, would you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, please? 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3. If you turn there, that will lay a really good foundation for the things that I want to share with you this morning. Let me say again, it's lovely to have visitors with us. We welcome you. A number of our own people are away this morning. Some are not well. Some are away. Some are working. Some have got things to do, they told me. And so we're so glad that you've come. We're glad the Lord has brought you today because you're helping to fill up some of the empty seats. And we hope you'll come again. So Paul says here in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3, he said, the time will come. The time will come when they, who's that? That's the people that would call themselves Christians, people who are, would call themselves believers, they're members of churches. And Paul says, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they'll be turned unto fables. Now, the Amplified Bible is a translation of the Bible that expands it, explains it, brings it into everyday language. And the Amplified Bible says this, the time is coming when people will not tolerate, they will not endure sound and wholesome instruction. But having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold. Verse 4, and they will turn aside from hearing the truth, and they will wander off into myths and man-made fictions. How true. Paul says the time will come. I believe the time has come. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, the apostle Paul says, the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who inspired the writing of the scriptures. The Holy Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, these are those times. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, notice, to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Yes, friends, there are people who are believing, they have been deceived, they're seduced, and they are believing doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. Amplified version again, the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressively declares that in latter times, some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach. I believe if you and I were just sharing one-to-one this morning, you would agree with me that we live in a world of mass communications as never before. Every day, millions of voices are being listened to through the medium of television and radio, through newspapers, through magazines, through telephones, through mobile phones, through fax machines, through computers, through iPads, through laptops, through tablets, through emails, through text messages. We live in the age beyond the CD and beyond the DVD and beyond the MP3, and if I'm talking gobbledygook, I'll explain over a cup of tea and coffee later. In the days of the iPod and the iPad, we live in an amazing day. We live in the day of the sat-nav, sat-navigation. I'm so grateful for it. I've had one for about 8 years. Some people say, I don't like those things. They take you wrong. Mine's never taken me wrong in 8 years. I've never gone into a river. I've never gone up to a mountain. I've never gone into the desert. And if you're thinking just yet, I tell you, it's not going to happen. That thing will do right. And there's a nice lady there, and she's most polite. She tells me when to turn, when not to turn. And if the traffic is snarled up, there's a big queue. She's so clever. She takes me out into the country, back on again, and I can almost do that to the traffic because I've come out in front of them. Forgive me for that. That's the little boy coming out in me, which sometimes maybe I ought to tell him to behave himself. But it's wonderful. It's a really good system. I recommend it to anyone. And you can choose which voice you have. But what I'm trying to show you is that we live in this world of messages, 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 talking, 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 words, 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 voices, voices, voices. And then music. You have lots of people, and especially young people, they can't study, they can't do the homework unless there's a boom, boom, boom in the background, unless there's music in the background. I can never quite understand that. Me, I want everything switched off. I want to be quiet. I want everything quiet so that I can really hear if I'm studying, if I'm preparing a message, if I'm praying. I don't need the boom, boom, boom. I don't need it. I can be quiet. Like we sang, didn't we? Be still for the presence. I mean, if we said that to some of our children, oh my, we might get that black look. Right? Oh, you can't be real, Mum. Get real, Dad. And that's the world in which we live. And some of us are having to get used to how things are and how things have changed. But in the realm of music, I don't want to get into this too deeply because there isn't time. But in the realm of music, this is to just a little word of caution for all the parents and the grandparents who have some influence still. Did you know that in music, there is a thing called back masking? What is that? Very simply, it's secret messages in the songs. There's the normal lyrics, but also there are secret messages. And you can look it up on the internet. It's called backmasking. For instance, the Beatles had a song in which when you played the song backwards, it said, John McCartney is dead. And if you look it up, you will see that there were many people thought that John McCartney, years ago this is, had died. And I looked at this long list of artists, and I cannot repeat the lyrics, I cannot repeat. Some of them were worshipping Satan. Some of them were more rude than I dare read. Never mind, quote. And sometimes God's people are not aware of such things. The devil thinks he's very clever. But thank God for his word. And thank God for the preaching of the word. And thank God for a church like this that loves the truth, that preaches the truth. Amen. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. What I'm saying is, as parents and grandparents, we need to check from time to time what our children, what our grandchildren are listening to. What messages might they be receiving? And could that be the cause of some of the awful disruptive behavior that we see in many children today? Millions of messages are being transmitted every day. But in the midst of all the communications, I have a question. Who have you been listening to? When you open the Bible, and we've already covered this, when you open the Bible, you're just into chapter 3. And already you see Adam and Eve in paradise. Everything has been going great. When God comes into the garden, they run to meet him. But this day is different. Instead of running to meet him, they hide or try to hide amongst the trees. What has happened? What has happened is that Satan came along in the form of a serpent and he talked to her. And he said, you don't really believe, do you, that God doesn't want you to eat of all the trees of the garden? She said, no, we can't eat of every tree. There's one tree we mustn't touch. And the devil, His attitude was, oh, come on, Eve. You don't believe that, do you? You don't really believe that. God knows in the day that you eat, you'll become like a god. And she thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I'd like to be like that. Little realizing that in Jesus Christ, we are partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Amen. We're partakers of the divine nature. And the Holy Spirit, when we're born again, comes and lives within us and changes us. And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And if we become partakers of the divine nature, are we not like him in so many ways? The answer is yes, we are. And so she, the Bible says, when she saw that the tree and the fruit was good, pleasant to the eyes. There's the lust of the eyes. And she thought, wow, and it's going to make me wise, and I'll be like God. There is the pride of life. You have all the problems right there. And so she reached out and she took the moment she did. God had said, in the moment that you eat thereof, you will die spiritually. And that's exactly what happened. And she gave some to her husband. Instead of him saying, where did you get this? He took it. And they both died spiritually at that moment in time. And you're just into chapter 3. And the reason then that they are put out of paradise, put out of the garden, and God put an angel at the gate so they couldn't go back in. They lost paradise. They lost all of that. Why? Because Eve had listened to the wrong voice. God asked her the question and asked Adam the question, who told you? Who told you? In other words, who have you been listening to? And then God said to Adam, Adam, where are you? Not because God couldn't see him, because the God we serve, he's all powerful, he's all knowing, he's all seeing. David said you can't hide from him. If you go up into the highest heaven, he's there. If you go to the lowest part of the earth, he's there. You can't escape him. He's everywhere. And God said, Adam, I believe he was asking this question. Not, where are you? I can't see you. But Adam, where are you in relation to where you should be? You should be here hugging. Instead, you're hiding. Why? What's happened? Who have you been listening to? And I want to give you this morning a few more examples very quickly in the time I have. A few more examples of people who listen to the wrong voice. And if you're taking notes, then I hope you'll go to the scriptures and you'll read them in detail and let God speak to you. Or if you have internet facilities, I hope you'll go to the church website and go to the message and have a listen quietly. Have a cup of tea, put your feet up, have a listen. If you've got a facility to stop it, you can check the scripture. And let God speak to you. Pray about it. So that you, in turn, can tell others. That's the joy of my heart. To hear people saying, oh, Pastor Jim, thank you for that message. I'm going to share that with whoever. Many of you are on the internet. Many of you on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with you sharing a little snippet of it. A snippet of it on there. So let me show you another example. Some of them you may know. Some of them you may not be familiar with. The next one I would say was Abraham. Genesis 16 and verse 2. I'm just going to refer to this, so whether the scripture is up or not. But 16 verse 2. Abraham is only 10 years, this is so important, he's only 10 years into the 25-year plan of God. God told him he was going to have a son. And that son would be the result of a nation being born through the years. More in number than the grains of sand on the seashore. More in number than the stars. But what happened? Instead of waiting for God's plan to be fulfilled, Sarah looks in the mirror and sees an old lady looking back at her. I'm not being rude, because she hasn't had a period for many years. And she's thinking, there's no chance of me having a child. God might have said, that Abraham and I are going to have a child, but not at my age. Oh, come on. And so she had an idea, not a good one. She said, Abraham, come here. Come here. They say that in Ireland. Come here, come here. She probably said, oh, Abraham, come here. Come here. I had an idea. Hagar, our servant girl, she's young, she's healthy. Why don't you have intercourse with her? And you'll get your son. And Abraham protested. No, he didn't. Oh, okay. So unfortunately, he did have intercourse with Hagar. And a son was born. And they called him Ishmael. And with respect, I ask you a question. Do we have a problem in the Middle East today? Answer, yes, a big one. Which is not only affecting the Middle East, but is affecting many, many parts of the world. Abraham ran ahead of God's plan. Don't ever do that. Be patient. Wait God's time. God's never late. May seem like he's gone off somewhere, forgotten you. Maybe God gave you a prophecy years ago and you say, Pastor Jim, nothing's happening, it's not being fulfilled. You wait God's time. The word of God says, though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man. He doesn't tell lies. God tells the truth. God will back his word. God will keep his word. God will perform his word. And everybody said, amen. He always do that. Later, according to God's word, according to God's timing, God revived the womb of Sarah that had been dead for years. And even revived Abraham. And they had a child. And his name was Isaac. So the lesson there is, don't listen to the wrong voice. You say, Pastor Jim, are you saying that my wife might be the wrong voice? Not always. I say that very seriously. Not always. But even your wife, even the one you love, even your husband, even your friend, even your best friend, what I would say is, be wise. Check out what you hear with God's word. Always, always, always. And everybody said, save yourself a lot of heartache. Save yourself a lot of grief and a lot of tears. I love my wife and I respect her. And if she says something, don't do this, don't do that. I think we shouldn't. I think be cautious. Watch this one, watch that one. I do try to listen very carefully and take on board as much as I can. But if she ever said something that was outside what I believed was God's will, I'd have to say, darling, I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't do that thing because I must please God at all times. Very quickly, how about Jacob? Genesis 27:13. Jacob's father is elderly. His father is blind. And Jacob's mother wants to make sure that he gets the hands of the father upon him and not Esau. She wants him to have the special blessing. And so, if you read the story, she got him to put on the skin of a goat, an animal, so that his arms were hairy like his brother and he smelt like his brother. And he went up to the old man and the old man prayed a blessing on him, but it was the wrong son. And the mother said this, she said, you do as I say. Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice. Friends, the voice of Jacob's mother was the wrong voice to listen to. You understand? You read the story. Exodus 32. How about Aaron? Exodus 32, and read verses 1 to 24 if you're making notes. Moses was alone with God for a time and left Aaron in charge of the people, about 2.5 million people. And he came back and he heard music, and he heard the sound of dancing and singing. He thought, what's going on? And then he saw, to his horror, he saw a golden calf. And they were worshipping and dancing all around this golden calf. And God had said, you're not to make images. You worship me and me alone. And Moses called Aaron, his brother, to account for what happened and what's going on. What did Aaron say? He said, well, it wasn't my fault, it was them. Always somebody else's fault, isn't it? It was them. I listened to the people. Aaron, you shouldn't have listened to the people. You should just have listened to God and listened to your brother. And everybody said, amen. It's gone very quiet this morning. How about number 5 quickly, Numbers 13. Here you have the children of Israel trembling, fearful, not wanting to go on, not wanting to go into the promised land. Why not? Because 12 spies had been sent into the promised land, and they all came back with a report. 10 came back with a negative report. 2 came back with a positive report. 1 elderly gentleman said, come on, he said, let's go. We're well able. The people said, oh, no, 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 we can't. There's giants and there's walled cities. We can't. Guess which crowd was listened to? It wasn't the 2. It was the 10. The children of Israel listened to the wrong voice. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them never entered into the promised land because they listened to the wrong voice. They died along the way. And there's proof that the voice of the majority is not always right. How about King Saul? 1 Samuel 15, verse 24. Saul was Israel's first king. And he lost the throne. He lost the position of king. Why? Because he listened to the wrong voice. God had told him to go and wipe out Amalekites and everything to do with them. Wipe out completely. But he didn't. And here's something, please don't miss it. Samuel came along, the prophet Samuel came to King Saul and he said, Saul, he said, did you do what God asked you to do? Did you wipe out all the people and destroy the enemy like God asked you to? And even all the livestock and everything, did you clear everything? And Samuel said, oh yes, I did. Just then, Samuel heard a noise. Samuel said, what means the bleating of the sheep? Oh, says King Saul, thinking he was very clever. It wasn't me, really. It was the people. The people. King Saul, you've made a great mistake. You've listened to the people instead of listening to God and obeying him. Or you've offered partial obedience, but partial obedience is never enough. Remember that. Sometimes we sing a hymn, take a little bit of my life, Lord. Take my life. Isn't that right? And let it be. Take my silver. All of it. And my gold. All of it. Not a mite would I withhold. Take my voice. Let me sing. Take my will. Take my heart. Take all of me. Some people sing that hymn like this. Take my life, but let it be. Don't change anything. There are people who sing it like that. Don't mess anything up. Don't change anything. I'm glad of all the changes that God has brought in my life. Used to walk sideways back to the barracks, smelling awful, and not using good language and having to be supported. God set me free. Straightened me up. Hallelujah. I used to smoke terribly. Praise God, he took it away. As the song says, it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for this little Irishman. He can do for you, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Not condemning anyone. You say, oh, he's getting at me. Get a life. Get his life. But what I do believe with all my heart, if your problem is the alcohol, God can break that habit just like that if you totally surrender to him. And the same with the weed. With a lovely friend yesterday, and I thought, how... I have to be careful because he might listen to this. I was just concerned about him. Shall I say that? Because he was smoking so much. I thought he looked so thin and so grey looking. If in Ireland we say, if God had have meant you to smoke, he'd have given you a chimney. Moving right along. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, you have Amnon and his lovely sister Tamar. She was a virgin, a pure young girl. But Amnon's brother Jonadab sowed the thought in his head and in his heart. You know, you could have her. You could have intercourse with her. All you have to do is pretend you're sick. And she'll come and she'll give you water or food. And when she comes close, you grab her. Unfortunately, that's what he did. Amnon listened to the wrong voice. Now let me show you something very quickly. 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13, you have a man of God who was sent on a mission by God. And God said to him, now go deliver your message from me and don't accept any hospitality. Turn around, get out of there. Simple instruction, don't you think? Deliver your message. Don't accept any hospitality. Don't stop for food. Turn around. Get out of there. So, the man of God went, delivered the message from God very powerfully, very correctly, and he's about to leave. He's invited to stay. Oh, please, you'll stay. You'll have something to eat with us. Look, can't you smell it? The cook's already prepared something for you. He said, no, thank you very much. Why not? Because God said I had to leave immediately. That's what I'm going to do if you don't mind. Hope you'll excuse me. So he left. Up to now, he's doing fine. He's been obedient to God. But watch this closely. On the way, here comes an old man. And the old man says to him, you get this a lot these days. I am an apostle. I'm anointed. I have had a dream. Oh yeah, too much cheese again? No. I've had a dream. I've had a vision. And everybody's supposed to go, wow. Do I believe in visions? Yes. Ones that line up with this book. Do I believe in dreams? Ones that line up with this book. It's a good place to say amen. You come to me with a dream or a vision, I'll thank you very much, and now I'll go home and pray about it. I won't go, huh? Or how? So if you ever do, please don't think I'm being rude. It's just I've learned. I've survived this long by being careful, and I aim to keep surviving for a long time. Ideally, till Jesus comes to the air and there's a trumpet sound and I'm called up. Cheat that undertaker out of $4,000. Hallelujah. And you too. But here's this old prophet. And he said, he's quizzing the young man now, the young prophet. He's saying, where have you been? How so? Did you stop and have something to eat? No. Oh, why not? I hear the food is good at that place. No, God told me not to. Oh, this old man, this old prophet now says, I too am a prophet. Now listen to this. I too am a prophet as you are. I'm in verse 18, 1 Kings 13. Look at this. An angel spoke to me. We had some clown on television about a year or 2 years ago. I'll not give you the name. He was guided by an angel called Emma. Hands up if you know of one lady angel in the Bible. Well, I know all you ladies are angels. But I mean one in here. Angels were always M-A-L-E. Good place to say amen. So where does this guy get Emma from? And millions of people were daft enough to believe that rubbish. Emma's told me this, Emma's told me that, Emma's told me something else. I was thinking, get a life. Switched it off because it was bad for blood pressure. See, but people come and say, oh, I've seen an angel. Wonderful. I believe in angels. But just because the Apostle Paul says, he says it in Galatians, he says, though an angel come and preach any other gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, let them be accursed, doomed for destruction. That's what Paul said. So here he goes, this old man. I'm a prophet as you are. An angel spoke to me. Right there is where the young prophet should have said, whoopee-doo, good for you, goodbye, God bless. But unfortunately, he listened. And the old man says, an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord. I mean, it's getting really serious now. Saying, bring him back with thee into thine house that he may eat bread and drink water. Here it is. But he lied to him. Got it? Yes, Pastor, we've got it. What was the end result? The young prophet became a lion's dinner. Because he disobeyed. He listened to the wrong voice. That, if you like, you say to me, Pastor Jim, all these weeks you've been warning us and going over this deception and being careful about listening to the right voice. That is why. I don't want any of you to become fodder for a lion. You say, what is he talking about? Peter said, be on your guard. Be alert. Be awake. Why? Because your adversary as a what? Oh, you don't sound very fearsome. As a roaring lion. What is he doing? To and fro. Seeking whom he may what? Yes. There's a big sign here. You can't see it, but it says, not for consumption. Lions keep out. The only lion in me is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The other fella, I have nothing to do with him. Peter says, be careful. New Living Translation, he says, watch out for attacks from the devil, your great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for some victim to devour. And the man of God had been deceived because he listened to the wrong voice, a voice that contradicted the voice of the Lord. A couple of minutes now finish, then on will come with the announcements, after which we'll have some refreshments next door. Matthew 24:4. Just give you some scriptures. Matthew 24:4, Jesus said this, take heed. Be careful. Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, I'm anointed. And they'll deceive many. Mark 13:22. Jesus said, false Christs, false prophets shall arise. They'll show signs, they'll show wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect, the chosen ones, the believers. 2 Corinthians 11:3, the apostle Paul, he writes to the believers at Corinth and he expresses his concern. He says, I am concerned. I'm reading from the Amplified. He said, I am fearful. I have a real concern, lest that even as the serpent beguiled Eve by his cunning, so your minds may be corrupted and seduced from wholehearted and sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Colossians 2:8, Apostle Paul again, he wrote to the believers in Colossae and he says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. I don't know about you, I talk to some people, I'm just an ordinary, you know this already, I'm just an ordinary guy from Ireland, had to leave school when I was 14. Nowhere near finished. I was doing well at technical school and my mum decided, she was a widow by now, and she said, you've got to stop wasting your time going to that college every day. I want you out to get some work. I did. 10 shillings a week. That went really far. But that's how it was. And that's what I did. So my education got cut short. But thank God where natural education left off when I came to know Jesus. The Bible says Jesus Christ is made to me and made to you all wisdom. Hallelujah. So I've been to the University of Life and the University of Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit. He's my teacher. And I'm still learning. Bored? People say, I'm bored. Bored? I want to live another 100 years so I can learn more. But Paul's warning here, as I said, I meet people and quite honestly, the level that they get into all sorts of stuff and theories and ideas. And I have to be honest with you, I don't do it in their presence, but I want to go sometimes, it's going right over. None of it's going in because I don't understand it. And sometimes you and I, we might be in the presence of somebody and they seem to have, wow, such knowledge. And we think, wow. I would say close your mouth and close your mind often because it'll not do any good. Paul says, look at this. He says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. This theory, that theory, some other theory. Friends, never settle for theories when you've got the truth. Amen. The theory will never set you free, be it the theory of evolution or some other nonsense. The truth will set you free. Hallelujah. So Paul says, beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. And let me finish with 2 scriptures, and then I'll hand over. First one is in 2 Peter 2:1. 2 Peter 2:1, Peter the apostle says this. 2 Peter 2:1, thank you for putting the scriptures up for me. Peter says there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false prophets among you. Notice, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. They will cleverly teach destructive heresies and even deny the master who brought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. And listen to this. in their greed, that's these false teachers and preachers, many of them on television. Doesn't say that here, but it's true. Verse 3, in their greed, I need another few Rolex watches, I need another designer suit. My four Rolls Royces are beginning to lose their gloss, their gloss, their shininess. I could do with another one. My wife could do with some more clothes. Swimming pool, we've got three, but we could do with another one. Mansion, it's not quite big enough. We need another one. Jet, yes, I ought to get rid of that old jet. I've had it a few years now. I ought to get a new one. Then I can fly all around the world. You say, Pastor Jim, does it mention that in the Bible? Verse 3. In their greed, they will make up clever lies. Oh, the poor children in Africa. Oh, please, you've got to give. I don't have time to get into this right now. Another time. God's told me. I've been in the meetings. God's told me. There's 100 people here and God's told me each one's going to give £5,000. I heard it. I can remember it like yesterday. And did they? Yes. Did they go forward? Yes, waving their checks. Why? Because they were told God would multiply it 100-fold. Did he? No. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago and their destruction will not be delayed. And finally, 1 John 4 verse 1. Best advice I could give you this morning. The Apostle John says this. Beloved, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. I'm in verse 1 of 1 John 4, where it should say, believe not every spirit. Have I got the wrong reference, maybe? There we are, just like that. Good, thank you. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they're of God. Why? Because many false prophets, many voices are out there. I told you, didn't I? All the voices. May God help us. As Jesus said, he said in John, he said, my sheep, my followers, they know my voice. Have you noticed how often you and I, the mobile will go and we say, excuse me, hello? Within a second or two, we say, hello, George, hello, Mary, hello, whoever. Why? Because we recognize the voice. Amen. We may not have spoken to them for years, but we recognize the voice. And Jesus said, my sheep, my followers, the people in my church, they know my voice, and I will not listen to the voice of another. And John says, don't believe every spirit. I've had a dream. Wonderful. I've had a vision. Wonderful. Good for you. And let the Lord give you discernment always. And God's people said, amen. Bless you for listening this morning. I hope you've got something good out of it.